We're back on the local beat with O'Brien. It's brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody we bring in each and every week to bring us that local news. It is the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today, sir?
All right, Rocco, thanks.
Fantastic, Dave. Want to start with the story from your colleague, Carissa Wojtek. And you know, it's back to school season. I know the kids don't want to hear that. Some schools have been underway for a little while. Some schools are yet to resume, classes for the fall semester. But over in Wellington, they're kicking off their school year, and they will be spending another year in Kindland, as the headline from Carissa Wojtek reads. What the heck is this all about, Dave?
Yeah, so Kindland is an initiative through the Values in Action group, an organization, as part of an ongoing campaign to promote positivity in the community. Kindness is infectious is kind of one of the mottos. Kindness, it makes people feel better. It lowers the number of suspensions, lowers the amount of bullying in schools. At least that's according to one study of Cleveland's John Adams High School from 2017 when they joined Kindland. That's according to Stuart Musinski, who's the president and CEO of Values in Action. And so Wellington schools are spending another year in Kindland, as Carissa said in her story. Other studies by Coca-Cola found that employees who behaved in a kind manner, who practiced one act of kindness a day, had more energy, were more engaged at work. Ohio State University did a study that said acting in a kind manner or acts of kindness helped fight depression and anxiety. And Musinski said, and I quote, "Kindness will grow organically because that's what kindness does. It's infectious. We all know that when we see an act of kindness, we want to do an act of kindness. And when we do an act of kindness, we get an endorphin boost. We get a chemical reaction in our brains, and we want to do more." So this is sort of positive actions, positivity. In the schools, the Wellington School is going to be one of 4,500 across the country. And Musinski said that he hopes that these acts of kindness will, quote, "unite our country again." More than 60 million acts of kindness were recorded in 2022 in Northeast Ohio, again, according to Values in Action. And, Wellington Schools also announced that one of its seniors, Nadia Greer, a 17-year-old senior, Wellington High School, won a creative writing challenge, Kindland Creative Writing Challenge. And she was one of five students from around the country to win with her essay, which answered the prompt, "How I Would Make the World a Kinder Place." So she will be a Kindland ambassador for the school year. Wellington trying to instill kindness and instill positive behavior and helping each other out for the 2023-24 school year.
Yeah, I like that a lot, and that's something I think you could apply to a lot of different facets of life, right? Not just school, but as Carissa's article mentions, at the workplace, just in your daily home life, a little bit of kindness to one another can certainly go a long way, and I really like that initiative that Wellington will be a part of once again this school year. So good job on Wellington, and a good article there by Carissa Wojtek. Definitely encourage folks to check that out. This was from Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Elsewhere on the back-to-school front, Dave, over at Ely Elementary Program, they're getting a little space-happy, if you will, as they've got a new partnership between NASA and a couple of other organizations, really kind of helping develop some science education over there at Ely Elementary. What's this all about?
Yeah, so this was an introduction for a lot of the elementary kids to the world of what they call the STEM program, science, technology, engineering, and math. It's STEM is the acronym. The students at Ely were helped out by folks from NASA, from the Boys and Girls Club of Northeast Ohio, and also COSY, the Center of Science and Industry down in Columbus. I'm sure a lot of people have from the area have been there or taken children there, taken school trips there. And COSY and NASA really, showing these cool little science experiments involving engineering, making clouds using dry ice, dropping chunks of dry ice into buckets of water, and having the fog go out on the stage and the students cheering. McMillan did a really good job of kind of capturing the atmosphere, if you will, of what was going on in these little science projects for the kids. And it was COSY representative Jason Messick, who told him it's kind of like a Trojan horse. We're teaching the students, and they're learning, but it's also really fun. So kind of you know, one of those ways that you get tricked into learning, but also having fun, which is not really so much a trick because you benefit from it in two different ways. You have fun, you feel better, and also you learn something, so that's kind of neat. And obviously NASA, sort of right in Lorain County's backyard. NASA's been helping out with science and technology education. I've spoken with a couple folks from NASA who live in Lorain County or have roots here. Back when they were doing the Artemis program to lift off into space, so that was really kind of neat. And the kids, kids got an extra lunch. They stay after school on Monday. Got an extra lunch, and were kind of introduced to the program. Its focus is primarily on kids, who are low income or at risk. But COSY's Director of External Affairs, Erica Olivera-Vincent, said, we're showcasing the message that science is everywhere and that science is for everyone, she said. So that's really kind of neat to encourage everybody in the sciences, and then anybody can pick it up and kind of go with the flow there.
Very well said, and a very cool story here from Owen McMillan. You can find more in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Again, just a very cool program that they had going on over there at Ely Elementary, helping kids learn and giving them a good fun time with that while they're at it. So very good. Again, check out more from Owen McMillan in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, as we're joined by Dave O'Brien from the CT on this morning's Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Owen, Carissa, Kevin, all the colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Another couple of people jumped into the judges race from in the past week, but you'll find out that you'll find out in the paper that Rich Resendez has, formerly of the Lorain County Sheriff's Office and formerly of Lorain PD, currently with the Lorain County Prosecutor's Office, has officially announced his candidacy for Lorain County Sheriff. So you can read about that this morning at ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition. Some flooding cleanup. Carissa working on a story about flooding cleanup. Kevin handling some of the lifting from Liberty City Council committees. And Owen covering Avon Lake and other places surrounding the larger cities. So yeah, we're just working on whatever comes down the pike, and whatever we can get out there in terms of news in Lorain County.
There you go. Pick up a copy of the Chronicle Telegram today for the latest, or you can find that digital e-edition if you're a subscriber online over at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here. Before I let you go, you got to give me your best scanner story from this past week.
Well, I think this one, again, we wholeheartedly encourage people not to get into fights.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to preface this story by saying, please do not get into fights. Please do not, wield weapons against each other. Sometimes it kind of might not go your way, or there's consequences to everybody's actions. But from our friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, we have the following Dateline Euclid: a fight at an unknown location. A woman reported that her 14-year-old son was assaulting her with a hammer, and in a brief update shortly thereafter. Update, now she's got the hammer.
Oh, so mom found a way to hammer that situation out then, I would imagine, huh?
Like, and she knocked that right out. She nailed it. She nailed that situation right down.
There it is. There it is. Rocco. Oh,
and,
my goodness.
Again, please, if you're angry at somebody, just walk away. Please do not assault each other. It doesn't work out for anybody. And we wholeheartedly, 100% do not endorse violence.
No.
Resolution to any minor problem that anybody might have out there. So yes, please don't take hammers to each other.
No.
It's just not a good idea.
Yeah, no, that's you definitely want to just set the hammer down on that one.
Oh, boy. Oh, shades of your former shades of your predecessor. My friend, the pun game is strong.
Yeah. Well, you spent enough time in the WEOL studios, and you can enter into the pun Olympics by the end of your time here. I'll tell you that much. So, Dave, thank you for the time as always, my friend. Excellent work, and again, for the latest from Dave and his colleagues, pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today, or find that digital e-edition online at chronicletea.com. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it as always, and we'll catch up some more next week.
Good times, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.